Grace, greetings, and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 26th of December. I'm Paul White. The next four podcasts taking us through the 29th of December will deal with our verse-by-verse study from 2 Peter, the second chapter. Today we will tackle the 15th and 16th verses and hopefully try to finish this section over the next few days. I don't know that we'll finish the second chapter by the end of the month, but we're going to give it a shot. Then on the 30th, we will present our December essay edition. That's the 12th essay edition of the year. This is a little project we started at the beginning of the year, and I will have that presented for you a day early. Normally we do it on the last day of the month, but we'll do it a day early because on the final day of December, we're going to do sort of a year in review where we've came from and where we hope to go in the new year. And then when we kick off January, we'll be ready to go with the last portion of the book of 2 Peter before we jump into something new. And I hope to announce for you what that new thing is on that final 31st podcast of December. 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 15. Once again, the they here is a word referring to these false teachers. This is that word they has been popping up at the beginning of sentences over and over again. It did it in the middle of 10. It did it in the middle of 13. It did it in the middle of 14. It does it here again in the top of 15 because we're just continuing to talk about the false teachers that have entered into the church. It's obviously heavy on Peter's spirit, and it must be an issue that is prevalent among the churches Peter has been preaching to. And this is what he says of them: they have forsaken the right way and gone astray, following the way of Balaam, son of Beor, who loved the wages of unrighteousness. But he was rebuked for his iniquity. A dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. Now, if you're unfamiliar with the story of Balaam, it takes place in the 22nd chapter of the book of Numbers. And I don't want to go back and recount that story word for word or even detail for detail. Really quick smattering, as most of you probably aware of, Balaam is the man who was a prophet hired by Balak, king of Moab, to curse the children of Israel when they came through the land. And Balaam tried. He tries to open his mouth against Israel, and nothing will come out except a blessing. He is incapable of speaking words of curse over God's people. God's people, and I think this is an analogy for how protected we are in the Father. And I think when people talk about being scared of curses or things being placed on them, hexes, well, to me, that's a joke. How in the world could you be cursed if you are blessed of God? If it's possible for you to be cursed after being blessed of God, then the curse is more powerful than the blessing of God. If you think that your blessing is contingent upon your performance, then I can see how you think you might be cursed, because if blessing is contingent on performance, so is cursing. So I think the only people who really fall under that idea that they could be cursed or that they are cursed are people who think they've earned their good. And by earning their good, they must by default think they can earn their bad. In fact, the idea of you do good and get good and do bad and get bad is a form of the curse. It's the curse of the law that Paul speaks about in Galatians. And Christ has redeemed us from that curse because he's been made a curse on our behalf. That's the Balaam character, the one who loved the wages of unrighteousness. This is known as the way of Balaam. It's also a phrase that Jude uses in his little one chapter book in the 11th verse when he talks about Balaam. The reason you see both Peter and Jude using this idea is because this is a Jewish exegetical tradition. When we talk about exegesis, that's how you bring out, that's the how you interpret or bring out and present the information in front of you. Whereas hermeneutics is an instruction or an overall way of interpretation, exegetics is how you present it to people. The Jewish exegetical tradition of that time, you looking back through all the writings, was they would teach that the word Balaam or the character Balaam was basically a proverb for greed, that if you wanted to call someone greedy, you called them Balaam. So when Peter calls false teachers Balaam, he's doing it because they have a desire for gain. Now, according to Numbers, he did more than just greedy, because according to Numbers 31, he even led people into other sins. Peter adds to the story, not adds to as in something that wasn't in the Old Testament, but he takes it a step further with the 16th verse. Rebuked for his iniquity, a dumb donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. And I think Peter's doing something ironic in this literary device here. He brings a contrast with his own 12th verse. Remember this from 12th verse, and that's only four verses earlier. These, like natural brute beasts made to be caught and destroyed, speak evil of the things they don't understand and will utterly perish in their own corruption. So there's a contrast to a bunch of false teachers that resemble an irrational animal, a brute beast, and they speak evil. And then Peter says Balaam had an animal that spoke as well, and he was rebuked by a beast. There's the irony. These men are beasts talking, but they closely remember a man who was rebuked by a beast talking. And I think that's what Peter's trying to do with this device of the 16th verse. A man's voice restrained, the donkey speaking with a man's voice restrained the madness of the prophet. And if you want to know more about that, read that Balaam story, because there's that moment where he's going once again against the will of God to try and curse God's people, and his own donkey won't move forward because of the angel in the path. By the way, the angel there is the adversary. And I used this on you a few weeks ago. The Hebrew word there is actually Satan, but it's translated as the angel of the Lord. And so there's another indication that it's really all about what is our adversary that is the Satan of the moment. And in that situation, it was the Lord who was the adversary, and the donkey then spoke to Balaam and stopped him from going where he was going to go. Tomorrow we deal with verse 17. I'll see you then. God bless.